we're now looking at a situation where our capital investment fund is sitting at around £64.5 million, of which 50% of that has been secured externally, which again is great news. It means that we're not relying on the coffers of the council to pay for these redevelopments. But yes, it's a great news story for the citizens of Derry and Strabane as we continue to see redevelopments in both parts of the council area.
Has the funding for all these latest projects been secured, or is there still some money to be raised?
We have a huger programme. So the capital investment that we are looking to do within the district is greater than what we have at present. But of the £64.5 million, that has been secured. As I say, 50% of that externally, and the rest has been administered through the council. But yes, we have that in our coffers at present, and we will continue to look elsewhere for external funding, because we do appreciate that we are at times where central government obviously are putting cuts onto the local government. So external fund is the way forward, and we will continue to look for sources outside of government.
Any extra facilities will inevitably mean extra people needed to run them and extra costs on the council's revenue budget in terms of its day-to-day spending. You're confident that the council can absorb that and ensure that all these new capital developments can be serviced on an ongoing basis?
100% sure. Obviously, all of these major capital investments are invested on the basis of a business case, so we would never go forward with without having looking into all of that. But in terms of the developments, some of them aren't at the stage yet where we need to know exactly how they will be run, but certainly nothing will be done without a full business case in front of it.